It's Wednesday, the 5th of August, 8 a.m. Should I even bother? It's dry, that's all I can say. Grey, grey. A dozen shades of grey, including ominous dark grey to the west. At least it's dry just now. And there's a swarm of midges just in front of me. As long as they stay just in front of me, that's okay. Quite a large swarm, actually. Guys and gals. Yeah. Pick me, pick me. Mrs. Blackbird sits on the wee bird bath, looking forlorn. Can't even say the blinking word. Looking round about casually, as if she's not interested really in the fact that there's no food, but there's a hunger in her eyes. I did see her come out one morning with some stuff in my hands. But then, in my memory, slept well last night again, slept very soundly. Although up again. I should actually just forget all that and just say, mention the first morning, no, the first night, that I didn't have to get up. So, that's what I'll do. A unique night was had in bed. He never had to lift his head. Quite cool this morning. My head's a bit dull. My forehead's a bit not sore, just dull. Went to see the docs yesterday. Managed to get an afternoon appointment from a morning phone call to the surgeon. My favourite doctor, Dr. Thompson, she's wonderful. Always greets you with a smile. Went to see about those phantom. Now she's doing it. She's up the steps to the back door. Oh God, for goodness sake. Yeah, I'm going. I went to see about these phantom smells. It was actually a look on her face as I explained it started off with fag reek and then went through charred logs and now it's grizzled. I wish I had a kick up my nose. I'll report back on that one. Mr. Blackbird's returned to the garden. Now he's going to harry me. Right up to my feet. And oh, this is amazing. Honestly, this is amazing because she's on the bird bath. She's looking frantic and staring up to the sky and down, up and down. Is he telling her something? I wish I could speak Blackbird. I'd be like Harry Potter. What is it he speaks again? I know it's snakes, but I can't remember what you call it. I'd rather not speak snake language. Seems to be irritated somehow. No, he seems to be kind of irritated as well with his mouth. He keeps opening his beak and giving his head a shake. It would be lonely here without my two companions. I'm really glad they've taken me in as a friend after losing my last pair. They were there for quite a few years. I wasn't sure how this was going to work out, but it's cool this morning. It's a dead kind of morning. Dead. There's no life out there. There's no vigour. Just cool grey. Dead. The life's been sucked out of the summer. Like some dementor has come along and sucked all the life out. It's another Harry Potter reference, of course. Yesterday it rained, last night it rained, last evening it rained, heavily. At least rain has a bit of life about it. And this morning, just dead.